From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting new sanctions on North Korea. U.S. President Barack Obama has signed an executive order imposing the sanctions. They are in response to the North's latest nuclear and ballistic missile tests. The White House says the new unilateral sanctions will allow the U.S. to implement measures already agreed to by the United Nations Security Council. The U.S. government is calling on North Korea to pardon American college student Otto Warmbier. He was sentenced to 15 years at hard labor for committing crimes against the state. Warmbier was arrested in North Korea in January as he was trying to leave the country. He admitted to removing a banner with a political slogan from a staff-only area of a hotel. European Union leaders began 2 days of talks Thursday in Brussels, trying to reach an agreement with Turkey on how to deal with the migrant crisis. With thousands of migrants stuck in Greece, the EU is under pressure to come up with a plan to handle the influx of refugees. Some analysts say prospects of finalizing an agreement are fading as a number of nations squabble over a draft agreement reached earlier this month. Two suicide bombers killed at least 22 people and wounded another 17 Wednesday at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri, Nigeria. Witnesses say the bombers were women disguised in men's clothing. FIFA is admitting its executive committee members sold past World Cup votes. The admission came as FIFA advanced its quest for the return of tens of millions of dollars in bribe money seized by U.S. officials. FIFA described itself as the victim of corrupt individuals. In its demand for restitution, FIFA says it's entitled to recover the money. This is VOA News.